أهلاً أبدول هن.
Hola, Abdul here. I don't want to start a fight. I just want to be Musutu. That's why I want to wear with Baba Mthethwa. His commentary go AFCON. Yankaza. Thanks to Baba. Seketse ba hore. Tabana. Now I just want to learn hore. Ha ho tloka hale re Egypt baby. We can watch all 52 Africa Cup of Nations games with expert analysis and commentary in English, isiZulu and Sesotho in HD on SuperSport only on DStv Compact.
A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Sokala Duma Radio Live. It's Friday, the 21st of June 2019, and that means we are done counting months and weeks. We are no longer counting any days left. We are just 8 hours away from kickoff opening game in Cairo, where 7-time champion Egypt will be taking on Zimbabwe at 10 p.m. There was a bit of a scary moment for the Zimbabwean residents who are looking forward to their game against Egypt tonight. Reports emerged from the media last night that the national team players were threatening to boycott their opening game against the Faroes tonight due to unpaid salaries, allowances, and all sorts of other things. But let me first welcome you to the episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
On the line, we've got Chad Glade from our sister magazine, and that is Kickoff. Chaddy, welcome to SL Radio, mate. How are you doing?
Thanks, Shane. It's good to finally make my debut. it's been a real good journey with us being together, and I'm looking forward to being on the show for the first time.
Hopefully you will score goals, my brother. This is your debut and you're making it in the AFCON, not in the PSL, not in anything. But Chaddy, let's cut through it, man. There are still some concerned people, especially from the Harare capital in Zimbabwe. Is the opening game going to be played tonight?
Look, the opening game is only 8 hours away, as you mentioned. And as of the latest news coming out of Cairo is that Zimbabwean players have all settled their mismanagement issues from management side. And they're looking at obviously settling everything before the kickoff of one of the biggest tournaments on the African continent. Mm. I mean, all eyes from across the world are going to be on Egypt this evening when Egypt and Zimbabwe are meant to take to the pitch, especially with the likes of Mohamed Salah featuring in that match. So it was obviously an urgent call for Zifa to actually intervene in this crisis that unfolded just yesterday evening when Zimbabwean players refused to attend training, the MD-1 training session, due to the fact that they haven't been paid their promised bonuses and allowances yet.
Mm.
So it's obviously sad for African football to still be stuck in an era where players are threatening to boycott participating due to financial mismanagement, and these issues seem to be creeping in at every AFCON in recent years. So it's very disappointing to see it happening again. But thankfully, the matter has been resolved according to a statement released earlier today. So we hope to see both teams take to the pitch, and we hope that matters will be settled on the pitch rather than off the pitch where a decision could be taken where a team is disqualified for not participating.
Mm. And Chad, you know, just tell us briefly, what seemed to be the problem with the Zimbabwean players?
Look, it's a well-known issue across Africa where financial mismanagement is a big issue within federations, football federations, and players don't get paid what they are promised. In the case of Zimbabwe, they were promised a lump sum ahead of the tournament for actually reaching the AFCON finals.
Mm.
And the Zifa's failure to pay that out in time has obviously caused a blow to their preparations. But again, matters took a turn for the worst, and it obviously forced the federation's hand in trying to alleviate any sort of dramatic exit from the tournament that could have been on the cards had the protest gone ahead. It's all settled now, but again, it's just really disappointing to see that these things still happen in our football, in African football as a whole. I mean, we have Cameroon who also have threatened to boycott their opening game due to unpaid bonuses and allowances. So it's really just a widespread thing. We can't isolate Zimbabwe in this instance.
Mm.
It's really just a widespread thing on the African continent that seems to be an undying issue.
And I was going to that piece that you've just mentioned, that it seems that there's always an issue with payments whenever Zimbabwe are playing AFCON or any other continental tournament. And it seems that it's continuing again this year. Will this not have any negative impact on their game tonight?
Look, of course, it does impact the mentality of the players. Mm. The fact that it is your national team, a lot of people question your patriotism if you're going to protest for monies. I mean, in this day and age, players earn so much at their club level that playing for their country should be a true honor, and representing them to the best of their ability should have nothing to do with monies. But again, it's also their careers. This is their livelihood that we're talking about. So you can understand that, you know, players are disgruntled at the fact that bonuses that were promised are not being paid. But at the end of the day, I mean, the fact that they did miss their final training session makes a huge difference on their preparation going into this match, both mentally and physically. You must remember that the heat conditions in Egypt at the moment are extreme compared to what we face in the southern hemisphere or in the southern parts of Africa. Mm. So it will have a massive impact, and we'll have to see whether these guys have actually can bounce back from this after an agreement was touched last night, and the fact that it's also they're just coming from a long season, the legs are tired. So it is really going to have a big impact both mentally and physically on those Zimbabwean players who are meant to start tonight for the Warriors against arguably the favourites of the tournament in Egypt.
Wow. Chedi, let me thank you so much, my brother, man, for taking your time off your busy schedule and talking to us here on SL Radio.
Thanks a lot, Shane, and a good day to the listeners. Hope everyone has a lovely weekend.
Thanks to you, my brother. Thanks you so much. All right, well, that was Chad Glade from our sister magazine Kickoff, giving us a full detailed information about what transpired last night in the Zimbabwean camp. As always, we have our eyes and ears everywhere. We are and will always be Africa's biggest soccer publication. Well, there is the opening game tonight between Zimbabwe and the host, Egypt. This is not the first time that they've meeting. They met back in 2004, where Egypt, they walk away there as runaway winners, beating Zimbabwe by 2-1. And also, tonight, the last time these two teams played each other in the AFCON tournament was way back in 2004, as I rightfully said, and right in the group stages in Tunisia. And the Faroes emerged as 2-1 winners in that game. Earlier on, we caught up with former defender in that game, who is now the current head coach at SuperSport United, and that is Kaitano Tembo. And this was the interview.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
And now joining us on the line is SuperSport United current coach and a former Zimbabwean international. Hey, Kaiser, welcome to Soccer La Duma Radio.
No, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's been a long time since I hear that name, Kaiser. Coach, a 12-year absence for Zim at AFCON. Last time they qualified, you were still a player. What took so long?
Well, I think the last edition of the AFCON, we were there, and we were knocked out in the group stages. I think it was in 2017. We were there when it was in Gabon. Mm. And I think this is the second time in a row as well. Mm. Which is very good for the country. A little bit of consistency in terms of going to AFCON. So I think we'll see better results now.
Wow. And, you know, Coach, despite having so much talented players and quality, what would you say is the reason Zim are not regulars at AFCON?
Well, I think there are a lot of things, you know, which, you know, comes into play. I think during qualifiers, like you said, we've got, you know, a bunch of good players, you know, a good squad, which has been together now for quite some time now. And I think problems sometimes, they are always off the field. I think we hear a lot of things happening in camp, you know, in terms of players, really, remuneration, you know, what happens in camp. You know, sometimes it gets into the players' heads, and they lose concentration, they lose focus, because they still have careers, especially with their clubs, to really, you know, look up to. And I think now a lot of things have been, you know, resolved, you know, off the field, you know, And we can see the results. We can see the spirit, you know, players wanting to play for the national team.
And you guys are coming up against the same Egypt team that beat you guys 2-1 back in 2004. You were still a player back then. You think your boys can go out there and avenge the loss?
Yeah, most definitely. I think when we played Egypt in 2004, it was in Tunisia. And I think we did very well. I think they scored the second goal in the last minute, you know, and they beat us 2-1. And this time around as well, they have a very good squad. That's Egypt. You know, everyone is talking about Mohamed Salah, who's a very good player. You know, no doubt about that. You know, he's a world-class player. And I think it's not going to be an easy game, you know, for us. But at the same time, you know, I think the pressure is on Egypt because they are playing, you know, on home soil, and they need to do well. They are expected to win. They are expected to win the tournament. So the pressure is on them. At the same time, we've got good players as well. I think the first game is going to be very key.
Sure.
It's the first game of the tournament, and in that group, whoever wins the first game, I think we'll have a good start, you know, to the tournament as well, in terms of, you know, leading the group, and you don't have to play catch up. So, but I believe we have a good team, like with the players like Knowledge Msona,
sure.
We've got Kama Billiard, there's Ovid Garuru, there's Evans Rusike. You know, those are, you know, good quality players who can, you know, on a good day, if they perform well, they can beat any team. So I think I'm very hopeful, you know, this time around that we've learned from our mistakes from the previous edition. And I think if we can defend well, we've got enough ammunition in terms of going forward. You know, we need to try and make sure that we defend well, not give them too much room, too much space, you know, to maneuver, and try and, you know, get them on the break, because we've got the space, the players like Evans Rusike, Knowledge Msona, and Kama Billiard, they're very quick. So we've got to use that to our advantage.
Yeah, and talking about Mohamed Salah, I was coming there, Coach, saying that we also, as Zimbabwean, as our neighbors, we've also got star players like your Kama Billiard. They might have their Salah, but we also have Kama Billiard. But there's also this current squad is said to be the golden generation of the Zimbabwean team of all time. Do you agree?
Yeah, to a certain extent, I do agree, because I think we had the dream team before, but that team never qualified, you know, qualified, you know, for the Nations Cup, even the World Cup. So I believe this is the golden generation, and because this is a squad which has been together for quite some time, and I think also in terms of preparation, I think South Africa, in terms of the PSL, has played a huge role, you know, in terms of developing our players, because they play together, they know each other. So it's easy for them when they go into camp, to play, you know, alongside each other, because they know each other very well. And I think it's due to most of the players playing here in South Africa. We've got about 14 players in that, you know, team who play here in South Africa, who are in that squad. So it's a good thing for us, you know, in terms of preparations. And we played the COSAFA Cup in here in South Africa as well. That was part of the preparations. So I believe the players are, you know, well prepared, you know, to go and do well against Egypt.
And your era back in 2004, you had stars like yourself, Wilfred Mugey, Tinashe Nengomashe, to mention just a few. When you look at this current squad, will you say you have those kind of players?
Well, I think we have. And I think at that time, when we, in 2004, it was our first time, you know, qualifying for the Nations Cup. And I think we were very emotional going into that tournament. We're not mature enough in terms of, you know, tournament experience, and it was very difficult for us. Although we did well, we came up with one win, but still we couldn't go past the group stages. But now I think seven of the players who played, you know, in the last edition of AFCON are still in the squad. So there is, you know, a little bit of experience as well in terms of, you know, playing in tournaments like that. So I believe that there has been a little bit of continuity in terms of going to AFCON. So I believe that we will do it.
Wow. And for those who will be making their debuts, what advice will you give to them in their opening match against Egypt?
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be emotional, you know, especially playing, you know, against Egypt. Probably there will be 100,000, you know, supporters all, you know, supporting the home team.
Sure.
So they've got to take care of the nerves first, you know, deal with the nerves and play with a little bit of, you know, confidence. But also they need a lot of encouragement from their teammates, from their coaching, you know, staff, you know, so that they don't panic, they don't freeze on the bigger stage. But I think there is enough experience in the team to help them, you know, go through that.
Hopefully they will play the correct national anthem this time around, coach.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I still remember that moment.
So yeah.
Coach, let me take this time and thank you so much, man, for taking your time and speaking to us on SL Radio.
No, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And that was the conversation we had earlier with coach of SuperSport United, the former Zimbabwean international Kaitano Tembo. Don't forget their opening game tonight. The day we've been all looking forward to has arrived, where the 7-time champions Egypt will be at home against Zimbabwe. But they've got all their work cut out for them against the Zimbabwean. There's quite a lot of international stars in that Egyptian team, the likes of Mohamed Elneny of Arsenal, the likes of Mo Salah of Liverpool. How vital will they be for the Egyptians? We'll have to wait and see. But on the Zimbabwean side, there's also the French-bound Marshall Munetsi. He's there. The evergreen Kamabiliat is there. The ever-smiling assassin Unoledge Musona is also there. Can they stand their ground against the Egyptians? At 10 o'clock, we will all know. Will the attacking force of the Zimbabwean get through the defensive block of Afal Ali, Ayman Ashraf, and Zamalek's Mahmoud Ibrahim? We'll have to wait and see. All right, and that should be that. Catch the game between Egypt and Zimbabwe tonight at 10 on Channel 203 and on the national broadcaster Channel 191.
Ahlan, Abdul Henna.
Hola, Abdul here. I don't want to start a fight. I just want to be Umzulu. That's why I want a word with Zama Masondo. His commentary go AFCON. Young Kaza. Thanks to Bab Zama Sengwazo Guti. Zimbabamadoda. Now, I just want to learn Uguti. A sitting Uga Egypt, baby. We can watch all 52 Africa Cup of Nations games with expert analysis and commentary in English, Sisutu, and isiZulu in HD on SuperSport, only on DSTV Compact.